When little Fanny came into the schoolroom, I hoped she would be mild and inoffensive at least. But a few days, if not a few hours, sufficed to destroy the illusion. I found her a mischievous, intractable little creature, given up to falsehood and deception, young as she was, and alarmingly fond of exercising her two favourite weapons of offence and defence, that of spitting in the faces of those who incurred her displeasure, and bellowing like a bull when her unreasonable desires were not gratified. As she generally was pretty quiet in her parents' presence, and they were impressed with the notion of her being a remarkably gentle child, her falsehoods were readily believed, and her loud uproars led them to suspect harsh and injudicious treatment on my part, and when at length her bad disposition became manifest even to their prejudiced eyes, I felt that the whole was attributed to me. "What a naughty girl Fanny is getting," Mrs. Bloomfield would say to her spouse. "Don't you observe, my dear, how she is altered since she entered the schoolroom? She will soon be as bad as the other two, and I am sorry to say they have quite deteriorated of late."
"You may say that," was the answer. "I've been thinking that same myself. I thought when we got them a governess they'd improve, but instead of that they get worse and worse. I don't know how it is with their learning, but their habits, I know, make no sort of improvement. They get rougher and dirtier and more unseemly every day."
I knew this was all pointed at me.